Part 2. Anticipated large Chapter 11 filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings. Troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified five companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Capital Bancorp, Broadview Networks, Aventine Renewable Energy, Champion Industries, and Edison Mission Energy. Capital Bancorp Limited is soliciting votes on a standby prepackaged joint plan of reorganization. The plan announced June 22nd converts existing debt to equity and preserves Capital's substantial deferred tax assets. The financial restructuring plan is being pursued on two simultaneous tracks. One, an out-of-court restructuring and capital raise consisting of an exchange of its outstanding trust-preferred securities, unsecured capital notes, and Series A preferred stock, with the simultaneous infusion of new equity from outside investors. Or alternatively, two, an in-court financial restructuring and simultaneous capital raise from outside investors. Capital Bancorp Limited is a national community banking company with a network of bank operations in 16 states. It had incurred losses for the past 3 years, including a net loss of $51.92 million in 2011. Assets were $2.05 billion in total assets, and liabilities were $2.17 billion at the end of March. Broadview Networks has reached an agreement with holders of its senior secured notes and major equity holders on the terms of a comprehensive financial restructuring plan, which will convert the company's $300 million in senior secured notes into new five-year notes and the vast majority of the equity in the company. This plan has the support from a group of investors who control approximately two-thirds of the outstanding notes, as well as the company's key shareholders. Under terms of the financial restructuring plan, Broadview Networks will convert its existing notes into a combination of new five-year notes and the vast majority of the equity in the reorganized company. Existing preferred equity holders will receive a portion of the primary equity, as well as warrants to purchase additional equity in the reorganized company. In the near future, the company intends to implement a, quote, prepackaged plan of reorganization in a brief, court-supervised Chapter 11 process. The company's restructuring counsel is Wilkie Farr & Gallagher LLP, and its financial advisor is Evercore Group LLC. The restructuring counsel for the ad hoc group of noteholders is Deckert LLP, and their financial advisor is FTI Consulting. Broadview has an August 24th deadline to consummate an out-of-court restructuring or commence Chapter 11 cases from noteholders who signed the restructuring support agreement. Rye Brook, New York-based Broadview Networks is a communications and IT solutions provider in markets across 10 states throughout the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic United States, including the major metropolitan markets of New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. The company reported a net loss of $11.9 million for 2011. Following a net loss of $18.8 million the year before that. The company's balance sheet at the end of the first quarter showed $258 million in assets against $373 million in liabilities. Aventine Renewable Energy Holdings, Inc. entered into forbearance agreements with Citibank N.A. and Wells Fargo Capital Finance, LLC. The lenders agreed not to take any action until September 7th. To enforce any rights or remedies under the party's loan agreements, which may result from the potential events of default. Aventine markets and distributes ethanol to many of the leading energy companies in the U.S. Aventine previously sought Chapter 11 protection in 2009 and emerged from bankruptcy the following year. But losses continued. The company reported a net loss of $43.39 million in 2011, following a net loss of $25.46 million for most of 2010. The company's balance sheet at the end of March showed $384.9 million in assets against liabilities of $248.91 million. Champion Industries, Inc. obtained from Fifth Third Bank an extension of the party's forbearance agreement until August 15th. Fifth Third is the administrative agent for lenders owed just over $40 million. Champion acknowledged that as a result of the existing defaults, the lenders are entitled to decline to provide further credit to Champion, to terminate their loan commitments, to accelerate the outstanding loans, and to enforce their liens. As part of the agreement, Champion agreed to submit a restructuring plan to Fifth Third mid-July. Champion Industries is a commercial printer, business forms manufacturer, and office products and office furniture supplier in regional markets in the United States. Champion's balance sheet at April 30th showed $58.28 million in assets against liabilities of $58.45 million. Edison Mission Energy's latest financial report included a warning that the company may have to seek bankruptcy protection. Edison Mission had a net loss of $104 million on $406 million of operating revenue for the first 3 months ended June 30, 2012. compared with a net loss of $32 million on $536 million of operating revenue for the same period during the prior year. The company's balance sheet at June 30th showed $8.25 billion in assets against $6.59 billion in liabilities. At June 30th, Edison Mission and subsidiaries had corporate cash and cash equivalents of $879 million, which includes Midwest Generation's cash and cash equivalents of $177 million. Edison Mission and Midwest Generation's previous revolving credit agreements have been terminated. Edison Mission has $3.7 billion of unsecured notes outstanding, $500 million of which mature in June 2013. Edison Mission is currently experiencing operating losses due to lower realized energy and capacity prices, higher fuel costs, and lower generation at the Midwest Generation plants. Edison Mission expects that it will incur further reductions in cash flow and losses in the current year and in subsequent years. Edison Mission said it will need to consider all options available to it, including potential sales of assets, restructuring, reorganization of its capital structure, or conservation of cash that would be otherwise applied to the payment of obligations. Absent a restructuring of its obligations, Edison Mission said it may need to file for protection under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. Edison Mission was formed in 1986 as an indirect subsidiary of Edison International. Edison International also owns Southern California Edison Company, one of the largest electric utilities in the United States. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.